The wilderness spaces between places in LG one conjure a sense, even if still very removed, of what it must been like for people traveling in wagons in remote areas in the 19th century. The Lincolns of the world, who went about their lives largely in solitude, or in conversation with companions, from one outpost to the next. Tonight, in the Pines of the Barrens at the southern end of New Jersey, State Senator Bob Ondrejczak, D1, drove toward Millville and Vineland for a pair of rallies on the eve of the most important election of his life. It's a long, lonely stretch through woods and marshlands, going from Cape May to Cumberland. "But I'm feeling good going into tomorrow," Ondrejczak told InsiderNJ. "It's like the World Series. You train and play as hard as you, and at a certain point you take the field. We got our message across, I believe, which is that we are willing and we can work with everyone regardless of political affiliation. We are a very fair team. We want to represent everyone." A war hero Democrat, Ondrejczak is trying to fend off Vineland attorney Michael Testa in a district where Republicans have a registration advantage in one of the most competitive and walked elections of the cycle. The senator and his team outspent the GOP and had the advantage of the general majority PAC, maintaining a steady scorched earth dive in the direction of his opponents. Ondrejczak entered politics on the invitation of U.S. Representative Jeff Vandrew, D2. Whose Senate seat he filled when Vandrew went to Congress earlier this year. Ondrejczak and Vandrew used to make campaign drives together around the district. In those quiet times, the older man, a dentist by trade, shared his vision of pragmatic politics with a young Army veteran. They formed a special bond on the trail, and Ondrejczak said he gained appreciation this season as the new LD1 candidate occupying the top of the ticket. "I learned a lot more about the process," said the senator. "As someone who is now head of the team, I did not realize how hard Jeff worked and how much he helped us. I'm trying to fill those shoes. It's difficult work, but I hope to be able to fill them." As he headed toward the rallies this evening, Ondrejczak said he and N forces had a lot of people out this weekend, and will have a lot more people out tomorrow. "Between the phone calls and knocking on doors and rallying, we have a solid team going into tomorrow, with huge force ready to hit the ground running.